This is a Federal News Network podcast.
Coming up on today's Federal Newscast, OPM gets closer to a new permanent director. President Biden makes his first pick for the Merit Systems Protection Board. More will be needed, though. However, three of his nominees for the Postal Board of Governors take another step in the process. These stories and more in today's Federal Newscast. Welcome to today's episode of the Federal Newscast. I'm Eric White. The Office of Personnel Management is one step closer to getting a new permanent director. The Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee advanced the nomination of Kiran Ahuja to the full Senate for a vote. Committee members voted 7-5 to advance her nomination. Ranking Member Rob Portman voted no. He says he's concerned about Ahuja's views on critical race theory and past statements on abortion and the Hyde Amendment. Chairman Gary Peter says Ahuja is qualified to take on a challenging job. President Biden has tapped one, but only one, person to fill longstanding vacancies at the Merit Systems Protection Board. More on that from Federal News Network's Nicole Agresco.
Kathy Harris is the president's pick to serve as MSPB chairman. Harris is an employment attorney and co-manager of a Washington-based law firm. Her nomination is a start, but the president must nominate at least one other person to begin the process of restoring a quorum at the board. The board hasn't had a quorum for over 4 years. It has a backlog of over 3,000 pending cases. Nicole Agresco, Federal News Network.
The Postal Service is one step away from having its first fully staffed Board of Governors in years. The Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee approves President Joe Biden's three nominees to serve on the board. Those nominees now await a full Senate vote. The nominees support many of the measures in the USPS 10-year reform plan, but are wary of the steps that would reduce service in rural or underserved parts of the country. The government-wide IT Vendor Management Office is ready to come out of the shadows. Federal News Network's Jason Miller tells us how.
Launched in October, the government-wide IT Vendor Management Office has been setting the foundation to improve vendor engagement. Now, the IT VMO, which includes GSA, NASA, DoD, NIH, and OFPP, will release its first five tools later this summer. These include vendor profiles, which will provide agencies with pricing information, specific vendors' terms and conditions, and best practices for negotiating with the vendor. Additionally, the IT VMO recently launched new integrated product teams, which will produce recommendations for working with and negotiating with specific IT vendors. Jason Miller, Federal News Network.
The new and improved beta.sam.gov site is open for business. GSA relaunched the federal procurement portal earlier this week with a new look and feel. As a part of the redesign, GSA has a before and after video to help users understand the differences. The goal is to make the site easier to search for solicitations and less burdensome to navigate. Beta.sam.gov will continue to be refined and new capabilities will be added in the coming months. Verizon has a new head of their federal business sector. Jennifer Cronis will lead the team handling the company's federal, state, local, education, and public safety customers. Cronis served for over 20 years in the Army before retiring as a lieutenant colonel in 2010 and previously held positions at Amazon Web Services and IBM. She has more than 25 years of digital transformation experience and will focus on all things related to IT digitalization. A federal judge says Amazon can continue to pursue its claim that the Pentagon's multi-billion dollar Jedi Cloud contract was improperly influenced by former President Trump. More from Federal News Network's Jared Serbu. The Army Research Lab is using a new suite of tools to record soldiers' biometric data. The service hopes that by collecting data on heart rate, breathing, and eye movement, that it can integrate weapon systems like drones into how soldiers see the world. In the future, the technology could be used to have unmanned craft explore areas of interest or protect soldiers without being told. The lab is using virtual reality scenarios to collect the data. A bipartisan group of senators is joining forces to crack down on sexual assault in the military. Federal News Network's Scott Massioni has details.
Six senators, including Kirsten Gillibrand and Joni Ernst, are introducing new legislation to change the way the military addresses sex crimes. The bill would create an independent prosecutor position in the military to handle sexual assault, taking the issue out of the chain of command. The bill follows a recent recommendation made by the Defense Department's Independent Review Committee on Sexual Assault. The bill would also implement more assault prevention measures and give commanders better training to decrease crimes. Scott Massioni, Federal News Network.
Telehealth appointments are up nearly 2,000% at the Veterans Health Administration in the last year. Veterans used the program for roughly 41,000 telehealth appointments last January. VA conducted 965,000 virtual appointments last month alone. The department says it doubled its bandwidth and moved its existing VA Video Connect platform to the cloud to support the expansion. It also increased the number of staff supporting the telehealth help desk by 500%. And President Biden is calling for a reinvestment in the IRS. Federal News Network's Jory Heckman has more on the plan.
The Biden administration is calling for an $80 billion investment in the IRS's enforcement capabilities over the next decade. The goal is to shrink the tax gap between what taxpayers owe and what the agency is able to collect. The Treasury Department says that gap is growing and will reach $7 trillion over the next 10 years. The White House expects the investment will bring in $700 billion in tax revenue over the same period of time. Jory Heckman, Federal News Network.
You can find more information about these stories at federalnewsnetwork.com. Search Federal Newscast. Subscribe to the Federal Newscast on Podcast One or Apple Podcasts. And stay up to date on your agency's response to the coronavirus with our coronavirus resource page. I'm Eric White.